Welcome to Blessings from Beulah Street, this weekly program of timeless Southern gospel music and a thoughtful message is brought to you by the Mount Calvary Community Church in Alexandria, Virginia. Along the way, we trust you'll find hope, forgiveness, and resurrection in the music and the message. On this edition of Blessings from Beulah Street, we'll have some very special music by Terry and Brad Wasser, music you won't want to miss. But first, we're joined by the Mount Calvary Singers with their rendition of Remind Me of Calvary on Blessings from Beulah Street.
When my heart is filled with pain and I'm tempted to complain, remind me of Calvary. When my hope is all but gone and I've lost my song, remind me of Calvary. Remind me of Calvary.
The Mount Calvary Singers on Blessings from Beulah Street. Over the years, Mount Calvary Community Church has had a Southern Gospel concert series featuring many of the country's top singing groups. Unfortunately, the COVID-19 pandemic took hold and forced the cancellation of many concerts. The next Mount Calvary Community Church Southern Gospel concert will be on Friday night, December 10th, when we will welcome the King's Heralds for a wonderful holiday concert. The group has been performing at MCCC for many years. This concert, like all of our concerts, is free and open to the public. No tickets are required, but seating is limited. The program begins at 7 p.m. with a mini-concert by the Mount Calvary Singers, followed by the King's Heralds at 7:30 for a wonderful evening of song and celebration. Now, let's hear from some really talented musicians, Terry and Brad Wasser, with a spirited song, Room for Everyone, on Blessings from Beulah Street.
We sing praises, shout for joy. We gather together, make some noise. We open the doors, open the wide. No one has invited, oh yeah, come.
Terry and Brad Wasser with Live for the Glory of God. Now let's turn to today's message with Senior Pastor Charlie Wood.
Today is a very simple sermon. When you come into God's house, when you're around God's people, when you've been, if you've been involved with churches any length of time in your life, you start to realize how thankful we are and we need to be. I have one simple scripture that I'm going to read you today. It's found in the book of 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians, and over in the second chapter, the 13th verse, and this is how it reads. It simply says, "For this reason," and I like the way it starts, "For this reason, we also thank God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you welcomed it not as the word of men, but as it is the truth, the word of God, which also effectively works in you who believe." Heavenly Father, add a special blessing on the reading of your word today and open our minds and hearts for just a few moments, God, that we receive with thankfulness the message that you have for us today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, amen. For this reason, so many times you've had philosophers and different ones talk about within your life that there's one thing that you need to do. And if you can find that one thing that you need to do, you'll be a happy person. The question is, what is that one thing? Abraham Lincoln said at one time, he said, "Whatever you are, be good at it." And I believe here in churches, and if you're a Christian who is trying within your heart of hearts to be a far better person than what you were before, to become closer to God in your walk with Him, you have to look into your heart and you have to focus about what you are going to be thankful for. Now, I could throw out the question here and I can ask the congregation, what are you thankful for? And I would hear different things. I would hear the church answers. I would hear, "Oh, I thank God for sending His Son to die upon the cross for my sins." I could hear the practical answers. I could hear from spouses saying, "I thank God that I am able to deal with this man for another day without doing anything drastic." Do I hear an amen? I hear an amen. I would hear people who'd be thankful for what God has given them, the things in their life. I would hear words of how God has answered prayer, has brought them through a difficult time. I would hear thanks for the times that God has healed. I would hear times and things about what God has forgiven us of. And I would hear thankfulness. "For great is thy faithfulness." I tell you, that hymn is strong. "Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me." I believe that you have to get this one thing right. You got to thank God. It begins with a heart that is thankful unto God. I love the part when it says, "I heard and then I received." Now you're going to hear a lot of things. Every time you turn on whatever it is you turn on, whether it's a computer, whether it's a radio, whether it's, you're going to hear and you're going to hear and you're going to hear all kind of things. But the thing that makes a difference in your life, in mine, is what is written within this book that I have sitting open in front of me. Because this word of God is still alive and it lives within you and it lives within me. It is the truth. And the apostle told the people, when you heard this, you did not hear it as words of men. Any of you that sit up late at night and turn the television, you can flip the channel and you can find an answer to everything there is out there. They will sell you most everything. You will get leaner, you'll get meaner, you'll get prettier, you'll get whatever, just by sending a little money into whatever it is. There are gadgets out there that, oh my goodness, you buy these things and the people that I've talked to, the things that they've purchased, they never quite come back the way they look on the television, those things that they've purchased. And sometimes they don't quite work the way that they are portrayed in that little promotional sales pitch. But I'm here to tell you today that the Word of God and the promises that the Word of God makes, it delivers. It delivers. Because it says in this part of the verse, which also effectively works in you who believe. I want something that works. I want something in my life that works. We live in a society that is so harsh at times. Yesterday, during this funeral service, and the minister there, his name is Reverend Brown, and I'd seen him when we did the original funeral about a month ago like that. He did a little videotape thing, was up on the screen. And yesterday I got to meet him live and in person, walked up to him, threw my hand out, said, "You must be Reverend Brown." He says, "I was this morning." And I knew immediately by his response, oh, he and I were going to get along. I said, "Brother, it is good to meet you in person, because you know what? You look much younger and much lighter than you do up on that screen up there." He says, "Well, thank you very much. For God has given you this wisdom." And we just sat and we chatted. And for just a few minutes, I got to share with a brother about church and about life. Folks, you come to church on Sunday. Some people say, "What are you doing Sunday? You're working, aren't you?" I said, "Well, you may call it work. I call it a joy. Because I love what God has placed me in here to do. You may not like it." What did I read? I read, "How do you get rid of the minister?" Wait a minute, where's that? I got it here. Wait a minute. Yeah, wait a minute. Here we go. I'm going to tell you how you get rid of the minister. You ready? There was a book written some years ago called Your Pastor and You. Okay. This is written by Richard DeHaan, and he says, "I have some excellent tips for how you can get rid of your minister." Because, you know, in churches, you have to be nice. You have to have that little, you can't say, "Oh, let's get rid of him." You got to say, "Well, maybe the Lord will lead him somewhere else to peace." Amen? Yeah. He says, first of all, say amen every once in a while. He'll probably preach himself to death. He says, number two, encourage him and brag on his work. He will probably work himself to death. He said, number three, he says, offer to help out with the ministry of the church and request the name of a person with whom you could go share the gospel, and your pastor just may die of a heart attack. And he said, finally, he said, get the church together. He says, get the church together and unite in prayer for the preacher. He said, he'll soon become so effective that some larger church will take him off your hands and you don't have to deal with him. Well, I'm sadly going to tell you, I'm here to stay. Reverend Brown and I, and we sat and we chatted, and he gave me words of encouragement. And we just talked about churches. And he said, "You know, brother," he says, "I am just looking so forward. And I'm sitting there thinking, I'm gonna hear these great words of wisdom. I'm looking so forward to what God is gonna do and crossing over to the other side." And he says, "Oh no, I am looking so forward to retiring." Which he's doing at the end of this year. Been in that ministry for, I believe it was 47 years. And he says, "But you know what? Tomorrow morning, I am traveling to see and hear my son." He said, "From no prodding from me, he has chosen within his heart and has heard the invitation to God from God to minister. And his son today, at this time that I am standing here, is God willing, he has given his first sermon in his new pastorship. I said, brother, you are going to be proud. He said, I am going to be on the front row, and I am going to amen, and I am going to make him as nervous as he as possibly can be. I said, I think you will, but I also think that you'll be awful proud. We live in a harsh world, and we talk about sometimes how harshness can come into play. He says, you know, and he says he saw a thing online, and I saw the same thing, and when he mentioned to me, I said, well, I've got to share that. He says, this society, so sadly, it's all about things. And he says, you know, I believe that God gives us things to use. But more importantly, he gives us things to use and people to love. And he says, the problem with society is so many people, they love things and they use people to get those things. Whew. I said, brother, I'm going to steal that for my sermon tomorrow. And he says, you go right ahead. I want to be the person who loves people. And the good things that God does give to me, I will be thankful to him for those. But hopefully, I will use those things to show people how much I love them. Philippians 1:6. We can therefore have full confidence that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion. That is a scripture that I shared at dear Mady's funeral because she had written it down as part of my instruction. I believe that God has a work for each and every one of us to do. But it begins with our willingness within our heart of hearts to be thankful unto the one who loved me and who loved you enough to send their son to die. When I left that place, I thought about, well, maybe one day I'll retire. I don't know. I feel like I'm like my mother. I think I'll hang around just to aggravate some of you. That's what I'm going to do. That's the way I feel. And I was thinking different things and all, and my phone went off and I was driving, I couldn't answer, different things, and I got a new phone. I got myself a new phone. I want you to be proud of me. I tell you, I know at least 3 to 5% of what this phone does. I can actually figure it out and use it and all like that. But what I did is I got a voicemail. And now with this new phone, when I got it, this voicemail, and not only you answer it, say hello, it tells you, make it recorded in a voicemail, but if I don't answer it like that, it gives me a transcription of the voicemail. Come on now, be impressed. I didn't know it did it until it did it. I didn't get it for that thing. But this was the transcription of the voicemail that I received. Mr. Wood, he said, there is nothing wrong. Everybody's healthy and feeling good. I was just thinking of you. And I figured I'd give you a call and try to make you laugh because that's what you do most of the time. Anyway, I just want to tell you that I love you, brother, and I'll talk to you later and we'll catch up. That's the kind of message that you need to be used of God to give to someone. It'll bring encouragement. It'll bring joy. It will lift their spirits when they need lifting up. Thanksgiving, a time to be thankful unto God, but a time to realize everything that you and I have been given, we need to share each good gift, each good thing, for the glory of the Almighty God. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Well, it's a great, great morning, your first day in heaven, when you stroll down the Golden Avenue. There are mansions left and right, and you thrill at every sight, and the saints are always smiling, saying, how do you do? Oh, it's a great, great morning, your first day in heaven. first day in heaven when you realize your worry days are through. You'll be glad you were not idle, took time to read your Bible. It's a great morning for you.
I had a dream, I must confess, I hated to awake. I dreamed I was an angel at that great pearly gate.
St. Peter said, well, hello there, just where have you been?
We've got your mansion ready, so come right in.
Then he rang for an angel to act as a guide.
He spread his wings a time or two and learned how to fly.
Well, it's a great, great morning, your first day in heaven, when you stroll down the golden avenue. There are mansions left and right, and you thrill at every sight. And the saints are always smiling, saying, how do you do? Oh, it's a great, great morning, your first day in heaven, when you realize worry days are through. You'll be glad you were not idle, took time to read your Bible. It's a great morning, great morning. What a happy day.
Thank you for joining us for Blessings from Beulah Street, from Mount Calvary Community Church, the little church by the side of the road in Alexandria, Virginia. You can find live webcasts of our Sunday service on Facebook and find us online at www.mountcalvary.cc. Now, on behalf of Senior Pastor Charlie Wood, Associate Pastor Matt Lanham, Music Director Terry Lee Ryan, and everyone at Mount Calvary Community Church, I'm Roger Wallace. We look forward to having you join us again next week on Blessings from Beulah Street.